My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Wednesday morning. Stugatz back in for Boomer. He was calling me again this morning because he couldn't get into the building. We got to give him someone else's number. I'm a high-profile host here. I don't deal with these things, you know, where...
It's you or Oliveira, man.
I'm prepping in the back. I need my time. I need my space. I got this guy calling me multiple times. What floor are we on? Now how do I get in? I'm going to give you somebody else's number. Billy Jockalone or something.
Okay.
Because this is just too much. You threw me out of my rhythm this morning again. This is two times in a row.
I'm sorry. Listen, there is no greeting committee like the committee here at WFAN. Well, it is figure it out for yourself.
Yep, that's
just
right.
Just be here by six, sit in the chair, and work with Gio.
That's exactly what it is.
Well,
yes.
Enough. How about somebody help me out?
Especially in July. That's what you're going to get from us,
right?
Is minimal effort. That's what you're getting.
Are you telling me if I come back in the fall, perhaps there will be an actual greeting committee?
Yeah, there will be. There'll be people here. There'll be people that care once again.
Yes.
But at least we're still going to work, and we're not work from home guys. We are actually here. We are here, and we don't care. Because it's July. No, of course we cared. We got Subway Series last night, a Mets victory, and another episode of Hard Knocks that I know you did not watch because you have not seen any of them yet.
No.
But I did end up watching it, and the Giants and Joe Shane a little bit more on their quest for trading up for a quarterback and how they were comparing it to 20 years ago. But we will start with the Mets and the Yankees and the Subway Series victory for the Mets and Jeff McNeil, who is just completely unconscious at the plate right now. So there's two sides of it. One, the Mets are now four games over 500. Jeff McNeil, if he continues to hit like this, this lineup looks completely different. And then you got the Yankees that just have, you know, their lineup is littered with schlubs, just littered with them. And then you think about when guys get healthy, there's really only one other guy that's going to come back, and when he comes back, it takes him a month to get going again, and Giancarlo Stanton, that you feel like is going to make an impact. It's not like Anthony Rizzo comes back, oh man, Anthony Rizzo is going to be great for them. I mean, it's a lineup that's got so many holes, and last night was one of the worst ones ever. Now, we joke around about how guys freak out about the Yankee lineup. over and over again. They'll spend like 4 hours talking about the Yankee lineup. But this morning, it really is about the Yankee lineup. I mean, you cannot have J.D. Davis hitting cleanup and you expect to beat anybody. Jamai Jones leading off, DJ LeMahieu hitting 191 back in the lineup. It is.
He had a homer 2 games
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, he did.
After you crashed him.
He got a hit last night, too. Right. But still, it is ugly for them offensively.
It is, Gio. And with Stanton, you're right. They're waiting for him to come back. It usually takes a month for him to get going if he doesn't get injured again.
Yep.
You know? But he's a big key to this team and to that lineup. It is funny because I was listening to you and Jerry on Monday.
Yeah.
And you would think the Yankee season is over.
Well, you just see how bad they've been?
They're 3.5 up in the wild card. They could get a shot to win the division. What are you guys doing?
Well, all right. Here's the thing. This is the classic. This is the you parachute in.
Yeah.
And I don't expect you to be paying attention to Yankees baseball down there in Miami. I would not.
I wouldn't pay attention to Yankee baseball up here. I mean.
So you parachute in, you look, and you see the overall picture from 30,000 feet. But we have been living this every day. They got off to a historic start in the beginning of this season. They were unbelievable. They were different. They were energized. And they have just slowly just come back to the pack playing bad baseball. And bad baseball all around. The pitching is bad. The lineup outside of Soto and Judge is really bad. The bullpen is okay. Defensively, they've made a ton of mistakes. They're just sloppy all around. And then when you see them in this season for the Yankees, they didn't go out and trade for Juan Soto to be a wild card and get knocked out of the playoffs. This is supposed to be a World Series season for them after missing the playoffs last year and all the crap that they talk going into this season. So when you see how bad they've been for an extended period of time and you look at the makeup of this team, you're thinking, how can they figure it out and get to an ALCS at the very least?
It's baseball.
It's like, baseball.
They're going through a patch right now. It doesn't mean they won't go through a hot stretch coming up here.
A patch!
But I hear you guys, like the other day, and Jerry saying it's a 59-42 team at the time, but it feels like they're 42-59.
Well, that's what it does.
No,
it
doesn't.
It feels like
59-42 never feels like 42-59.
Well, the reason
never.
Well, the reason
it feels like 59-42.
No, it doesn't, yeah. Man. I'm
and
telling you.
And you say, hey, Jerry, I'm concerned. No Yankee playoff games.
I am. I'm even more concerned now than I was the other day when you were listening.
You're concerned about your kids. You're concerned about your family.
Obviously,
you are not concerned about whether or not WFAN has Yankee baseball on the radio.
I am a little bit concerned. I am a little bit concerned about that.
Sorry.
Because that is not just. I am because that's a business thing for us.
But you know, who am I?
You were supposed to be the program director. You know about the business side of things.
I do, but who am I to talk about what you should be concerned about?
True.
You're concerned, okay? I believe you.
I mean, they're 3.5 games up in the wild card right now and 3 in the loss. I mean, this was a team that was cruising to 100 wins.
I know.
And now they're only 3 games up in the loss in a wild card.
Yeah.
And they've played horrendous. So that's really where this comes from. And this would be a probably one of the worst collapses we've ever seen, probably worse than the Mets 7 up with 17 to go collapse, even though that happened quickly because this team was that good. So, yeah, I mean, of course it's baseball and you can snap out of it. But I remember, and this is something Jerry and I talked about on Monday as well when you were listening, is – you know, I did not think the Mets would come back and be anywhere over 500 after the start that they had.
Yeah.
But Jerry still did, and he bet on them. And the reason why he believed in them, he said there's too many good players on this team for them not to be 500. He didn't say make the playoffs. He just said 500. Game over 500. Right around 500. That's all he was saying.
I just want to clarify. Jerry believed in a New York team when that New York team was down.
Yes, he did.
That's not how you do it, Jerry. Right. If I were the PD, you would be bashing that team.
Win me 82 games. Gay Mets.
Yeah. Win me 82 games. Gay Mets. Yeah. That's what he said. Yes. Yeah. Do you have any idea why we're calling them the Gay Mets?
No.
Okay, good. I don't want to explain. I'll just let you think about that.
Yeah.
I'll just let you think about that and be confused. Because I like it better that way. But so then let's apply that same logic of why you would still believe in the Yankees. So why would you, if you're thinking, oh, it's just a patch, Tell me why this team fights their way out of it.
Well, I'll start with this, the AL East, because the no one's going to get it, right? There's not a single team in that division that is playing what you would call good or great baseball right now. So the Yankees, I think, 5-5 in the last 10. By the way, run differential for the entire season. I think they're second in the major leagues. Yeah. I mean, so and then Gio.
Yeah.
It is baseball. It's 100. What are you guys going to learn this?
No.
It is 162 games, and they have 59 left.
It's really only 59 right now.
I think so.
Wow.
Man.
That's crazy.
You're
We've seen that many
man.
Games?
Yeah.
It feels like there should be more like 75 left. But no, I believe you. But there are trends with teams and organizations, and I feel like we've seen this before, and we have. Whether it was 2022, and I mean last year was just a miserable year for them all around, but it feels the same. It feels like this slide is just building momentum, and it's an avalanche, and it's the snowball going down the mountain and just growing and growing and growing. So, of course, they could turn it around, and it's baseball, but this is a long stretch, and you have to believe in your team.
Right.
So, like, I don't believe in their starting rotation. I don't believe in their lineup. I mean, what do you believe in?
Gio, you don't believe in those things. Do you think the Yankees believe in those things? Do you think Aaron Boone believes in those things?
Well, he better, but that doesn't mean that they're right. They also believe that they had a good season in 2022 when
right.
they fell off the face of the earth, barely beat the Guardians, and got swept by the Astros. That's what they believed, and they were wrong.
No, I understand. Baseball is such a tricky sport and such a funny sport and such a random sport where, for me, just get to the postseason. I don't care if you win the AL, and the Yankees seem to be headed, at the very least, to the postseason, okay? You would never know it from your opening segment on Monday because it felt like they were 42-59, okay,
well,
at that point.
Yeah.
But get to the postseason and see what happens because baseball is random. Baseball is funny. Not always does the best team win the World Series in Major League Baseball. In fact, most seasons, the best team doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series in Major League Baseball. But just get there. The Marlins have gotten to the playoffs twice as a wild card team.
Yeah.
And two times they have won the World Series. The Marlins! And you know, Jerry on Monday saying, I have no idea what it feels like to be a Yankee fan. What they must be going through. What they must be going through. They're 59-42.
Yeah, I know.
What are they going through? They've won 1,000 World Series.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think.
Try being a Marlin fan.
But you can't compare the Yankees to these other teams. You can't do it.
Right.
Because the Yankees will always be the Yankees. And the Yankees don't. The second you start saying, try being this if you're a Yankee fan, or try being that, is when the Yankees luster is falling, because they're not supposed to be compared to those other franchises. They're supposed to be the Yankees.
Right.
So, and it's what they're going through. Is this season was such a pivotal season for them, and is a pivotal season for them still, because I believe, you know, with Aaron Boone, the contract year for him, Brian Cashman signed an extension, but who the hell knows? I feel like he's, you know, we talk about him having a lifetime job. He probably does. But this was a, you know, they said they had a miserable year and they were going for it this year, and they traded for Juan Soto and they brought in Verdugo. And this was it. This was like, they got to win this year. So when you see this stretch of baseball and how bad it's been, and it's been that bad. I mean, they at one point had the worst record over the last month in baseball. That's what they're going through, is thinking, God, this could be the shift in this organization, finally, that some of the Yankee fans have been asking for, because they underachieved. Whether it be Cashman gone, Boone gone, big trades, whatever it may be. And by the way, if they end up making an early exit in the playoffs or not making the playoffs, you think they're going to bring Juan Soto back for $500 million?
I don't know, but Juan Soto's so good. I bring him back.
Well, okay.
I bring him back without making the playoffs, though, Gio. Like, so the only way you bring Soto back is if you play a wild card game, then you bring him back.
I'm saying if you don't go to the ALCS or better with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge,
right,
and you're adding another guy making over $40 million a year to your roster, is that the right way to do business?
Yes.
It is?
Listen, if they don't make it to the ALCS with Soto and Judge, and you're asking me, do you bring them both back? Yes.
Well, obviously, but Judge
you bring
will be
Judge
here forever,
back, but yes, but you bring Soto back. He's one of the best players in baseball. You're the Yankees. Spend the money. Spend the money.
Has it worked out for the Dodgers?
I mean, we'll see.
Has it worked out for the Mets?
I mean, no.
Has it worked out for the Yankees?
And the Mets are an interesting team where they're rebuilding, but they have the highest payroll in baseball. So, I mean,
right. So
it's very interesting. The Mets have had a nice little season here. They have kept Mets fans happy at least until, through July here. So we'll see what happens there because they're still very much in the thick of it. Soto, my God. How do you not bring that guy back?
Well, I understand he's
Yankee
young.
Fans love him, don't they?
Yeah, and I still think he's been dealing with the hand or the wrist or whatever, and it was bothering him again last night on a couple of swings. How many games left, by the way, Eddie? I couldn't.
62.
62
I was
games
close.
Left. All right, 62 games left.
I was
you said
close.
59, 62.
All right.
So, the point being is that if you've got this type of team and you've got so many holes, like, all right, so you got Gerrit Cole, you've got Giancarlo Stanton's contract. You've got Aaron Judge's contract. And then you've got Juan Soto's contract. Then you look around the rest of the team and you're thinking, all right, Volpe had a great start, hasn't been that good. You know, maybe Ben Rice turns into a player that you can count on. But if you're investing in those guys, all of your payroll, and then the rest of the team has got Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis and Omar Narvaez and Trevino, all these other
schlubs.
You
want a more balanced team. I get it.
What does that do for you? What are you doing?
How about the guys around Judge and around Soto just start playing better?
Well, yeah, of course.
Obviously. No, but I understand what you're saying. Listen, yeah. You're wondering, would the Yankees be better served having a more balanced 1-9? Rather than have the lineup stop after you get to the four spot.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. I think the larger problem is the Yankees were relying on a lot of guys to have better seasons than they're actually having. They're not having those seasons. It doesn't mean they can't get hot towards the end of the season, but currently they're not having that season. I'd rather have Soto and Judge and build around that.
Well,
that's
yeah,
just me.
All
that's
right.
just me.
But if you, but
like take
the-
my chances, like take my chances surrounding that lineup with a bunch of guys you might not know. And hope that they have good seasons. A couple of them have good seasons.
Yeah, but that formula right now is not working.
That formula right now has you in the playoffs.
No, but it's not right as we sit here right now with Stanton out
right.
and no one else really performing.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, even Luis Severino was joking around about it with his teammates in that his former teammates in the group text. You guys got two good hitters. He's right. I mean, it was one of those jokes where it was the truth.
Right.
But and that's why it hurt because it's true. They
because
got two good
hitters
in the lineup. That's it. That's all they got. So I don't know. I mean, watching this team's demise in front of your face with the guys that are in the lineup is just it's scary for Yankee fans. Where, you know, it's the opposite for Mets fans right now. The fact that they're four games over 500. And, you know, you get, can you really pat Jose Quintana on the back last night for pitching well or the staff for pitching well against this Yankee lineup? I mean, I guess you can. I mean, for crying out loud, by the way.
So you're not giving Quintana credit. You're saying it's more
the Yankees are so
lineup.
Bad. Yeah.
That is a great take.
J.D. Davis is the cleanup hitter.
Listen, don't yell at me. I'm jealous I didn't take the take.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, it's just the choice to pitch to Judge last night, I did. That is a first guess I did not agree with Jake Diekman. Now, obviously, Soto's on first. You put the tying run on second if you walk him. But we saw in the Barry Bonds years, they would not to tie a game, but they would walk Barry Bonds with the bases loaded because they didn't want him hitting a grand slam.
Yes,
I thought that was a bad move. I could have sworn watching that Aaron Judge was going to hit a home run in that spot, but I was wrong. Jake Diekman strikes him out with some really pinpoint location.
But Diekman doesn't deserve credit. I mean,
he does.
Okay, good.
He does.
All right, good.
Because he actually pitched to Judge, and they didn't pitch to him the entire. So honestly, you don't pitch to Judge the entire game. And you pitch to the rest of that lineup, and you do well. You have to do well.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because if this Yankee lineup beats you up, then you stink.
Question for you.
Yeah.
You think that Brian Cashman, so if this goes poorly,
yeah.
if the Yankees don't make it to the postseason.
Oh, my God.
Or let's say they do make it,
ugh.
Go to the wild card, they lose, they get bounced out early.
Yeah.
You think Cashman's going to lose his job? I know Aaron Boone will lose his job.
No, I don't think. I mean, I don't know.
You're not certain Boone will lose his job?
No, Boone will. I don't.
You know, I came to WFAN for a week to do four shows. I want to fire someone. I'm just asking you, who should I fire?
Yeah, okay.
Evan.
Well, I already did that.
Yeah.
He's a symbol. That's all.
Yeah, right. You did find your way into a really good analogy there that it's not personal. He's a symbol.
He just happens to be the guy who's doing that show right.
Right, yes, exactly. Yes. Could be anybody. You would stab anybody in the back, not just particularly Evan Roberts.
That is correct.
Well, probably in the front. You're stabbing them in the front, not even in the back. Yes,
right in the forehead.
Right. Those guys went to the game. The entire afternoon show went to the game last night and were putting out a lot of social media content for their listeners. So good for them.
Great. Yeah.
Going up to the Bronx.
Right. Well, listen, that's why I like afternoons. I mean, you can go to a baseball game at night and not have to worry about waking up at 3:30 in the morning.
How
the hell do you do this, man?
Oh, well.
I woke up at 5.
Yeah, I was going to say. What are you talking about 3:30 in the morning? You probably didn't even wake up at 5, right? I woke up at 5:15, 5:20. I mean,
you got here twice.
Yeah. You got here at 5:50. Right. You certainly did not shower.
Oh, I would have been here at 5:30. It's someone answered the door. And I didn't shower.
No, of course not. So, all right.
And I don't plan on showering. So. Wait till you see how this smells on Friday.
God. Yeah. So your first call to me was at 5:45.
Yep.
And I know where you're staying. You can spit to your hotel from here.
It's very close.
So you definitely got up past 5:15 today.
5:20.
All right.
And did you try the revolving door, which was open?
Nah. I had no idea. I mean, feel free to tell me these things in advance. Is there a secret entrance into this place?
Yes.
There is, actually.
Yeah, there is.
You want to tell me about it? Or?
No, because you need the card.
You're not
going to be able to get in.
Where's Boomer's card?
With Boomer, wherever
you
Boomer
sure?
is.
You think Boomer has his card with him?
Yes, I guarantee
you. I imagine Boomer's on vacation and brings nothing from WFAN with him.
In the wallet. Has it in the wallet.
Oh, and he just holds the wallet
up. Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's so old school.
When he's forgotten the wallet, he has to call one of us to get him in.
Do you guys still have a wallet?
Yeah,
is Boomer the only one roaming the earth with a wallet?
Hey, I have a wallet.
Gio, you have a wallet? Gio,
hell yeah.
How old are you?
Wallet.
How old are you?
I'm 42 years old
with
a wallet.
You should not have a wallet. What are you doing?
What else am I going to have? Just a money clip? What do you do?
Shove it all in your pocket.
No. That's slob, baby.
Al, you have a wallet?
I have that Apple iPhone wallet with a couple cards, but that's it.
It's not really a wallet.
Nah. Yeah. I go old school wallet like G.
Old school wallet, man.
How thick, heavy is your wallet?
Not very.
Really?
There's nothing in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just cleaned mine out. I got a lot of business cards. Get a lot of business cards, PBA cards, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You
cleaned it out, huh?
I cleaned it out.
Like the garage?
I did. I cleaned it out. Got all those business cards out of there. I went up to Albany. I was named the Italian-American of the year.
You must have gotten 50 business cards.
Yeah, in New York State, which is ridiculous.
In Albany?
Yeah, so I had to go up to Albany. It was fun. I mean, it was ridiculous that I was named that, but it was fun when I was up there. Those politicians, they love their business cards. Oh, my God. I came back with, honestly, legitimately 25 to 30 business cards of all these New York State senators and legislators.
Which are now in the recycle bin.
Essentially, yes. Yeah. Well, I don't recycle generally. I just throw things out. Just throw everything out. They're in the same place anyway.
They're in the street somewhere?
Yeah. No. Just in the regular garbage.
You did save a single number.
No.
No.
I did not. What? We're going to call that guy for.
You're in Albany. You get pulled over. You never know.
I guess that's true.
Right?
I'm hoping not to go back to Albany again. There I am there. Look at that in the assembly session. State assembly. Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Well,
very
appreciate
official.
It. Right? Yeah, appreciate
First
it.
First time I've seen you in a suit.
Yep, that's right. All right, Boomer and Gio.
Who is that guy in the yellow right next to
Johnny Farino. And he was the song that he wrote. He was also honored that day. The song that he wrote was...
Honored for what?
Being Italian in New York.
But what'd he do?
Sleepwalk was the name of the song.
Okay.
Johnny and I forget the other person in the band, but the song, I guarantee you've heard it. Santo and Johnny.
Of course. Yes.
Santo and Johnny. Sleepwalk is the song.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So he wrote that. He now lives in East Islip. He was talking to politicians about getting his wife's name on a bench. Yeah. It was
for an amount of money, right? Donation. Verino definitely has a wallet.
Yeah.
This is great.
And he played this on his original, like, lap guitar, steel guitar, at the event
so good.
Later in that night. It was pretty cool.
Missed it. Yeah.
Stuff that cannolis in your face watching Johnny Farino play this. This is stuff we do in New York.
Is this on Trump's playlist?
it actually may be. I watched that whole thing. You didn't watch anything yesterday, did you?
Anything?
Are you kidding me? I watched the whole Trump DeChambeau video. Obviously, the Subway Series game and Hard Knocks. It's a lot last night.
Wow. Big day for you.
Yeah, and also found a way to hit a moving car with a golf ball.
Did you? Wait, you played golf?
I did as well.
You did all that. You did the show.
Yeah.
You did all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you played golf?
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah. But you got to maximize the summer, man.
I understand.
I mean, you know how many months we sit around here and do nothing?
Right. You're just waiting around for golf.
Take a nap.
Right.
The gray, cold nonsense. This is where you push it.
What do you do in the winter when you want to bail on your kids? I mean,
I'm not bail. I'm just there.
Right.
I'm just there.
Go skiing. I mean,
no, I hate skiing. Any winter activity.
Ice hockey.
No, the only winter activity you have is eating and drinking. That's it for me. You're not going to see me hiking like Eddie Scazzeri or any of that.
Really? It's a banger.
It is a banger. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo joins us in a little bit. He'll drag us right back down. And
that's a very nice way of introducing him at 6:24 in the morning. He will drag us back down. I mean, listen, I told you if I was PD, no more updates. You and I were here, we're rolling, and now we have to be interrupted.
Yeah.
By someone telling us scores that we've known for 12 hours already.
No, I told him I want to hear some of that DeChambeau YouTube video with Trump. So hopefully I have some of that audio. It's funny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stu Dotts in for the rest of the week. Let's get right to CeeLo because we're a little late and I know he's got a ton of stuff for us. What's going on, CeeLo?
Good morning. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So, yep, Subway Series thriller last night of the Bronx. Mets leading the Yankees 3-2. Bottom of the ninth, Aaron Judge at the plate representing the winning run. Edwin Diaz unavailable. So you get Jake Diekman on the mound for the Mets. And this was just after a one-out, four-pitch walk issued to Juan Soto. And after they had issued four walks to Judge in his prior at-bats, the Mets decide to go right after him.
2-2. Here's the pitch. In there, strike three called. He throws him with a fastball.
All rise.
Jake Diekman strikes out Aaron Judge, looking two men away. Soto still at first. So, Carlos Mendoza decided, let's pitch to him. And Diekman struck him out.
Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
WCBS 880. Carlos Mendoza did indeed decide to pitch to them, and Diekman rewarded him there. And then he finished off the save, getting Ben Rice to seal a 3-2 win for the Mets. Jeff McNeil had the go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth. The Mets held on from there. So that's four home runs and a .400 batting average for McNeil since the All-Star break.
You know, more confident. I feel like my swing is right where it needs to be. And just felt like I was searching back, early in the year. But feel a lot better, feel like myself, and, it's nice to have the results.
And five home runs prior to the break and all those games and at-bats, and now he's packed in four in just the last couple of days, so he's gotten hot. On the other side, here was Judge, not seeing anything to hit prior to that last at-bat in the ninth.
It's not really too frustrating. I wouldn't mind that day, when it comes to the win, so it's part of it. It's a team game. Even if I went 4-for-4 today, we still might not win, so just about if I get a pitch to hit, I got to do some damage on it.
He did get one to swing at least in that last bat. Popped it up foul and then goes down looking. Not much protection behind him, especially last night. You guys touched on the lineup as they went righty heavy facing Jose Quintana. And when we say righty heavy, we're talking about Jamai Jones at the top, J.D. Davis in the cleanup spot, and Carlos Narvaez.
Oh, said Omar.
One big league at bat prior to last night.
The Met was Omar Manaez. This is Carlos Narvaez, other Narvaez.
That's
right. Remember when the Knicks used to draft the brothers of the good players?
Right.
Like Giannis Antetokounmpo went to the Bucks. Thanasis Antetokounmpo went to the Knicks. It's sort of like that. Right?
You draft the brother in the hopes to land the brother that matters.
Right.
Yes, correct.
But this other brother or whatever, the other Narvaez, I don't even know if they're brothers. But they both stink. They're both terrible.
Yeah. Well, Carlos gets in there last night along with Jamai and JD, and that trio went 0-for-8 with 6 Ks. But by the way, you did get
Ben Aaron Boone can push the right buttons, can't he?
Yeah. But then they put Wells, Trent Grisham, and Ben Rice. They all ended up in the game, and they were 0-for-5 with a walk.
So all right. Yes, but at least Ben Rice put the bat on the ball.
That's
and
true.
Send it into the gap and looked like he had something going on offensively. But yeah.
Yeah.
You're just looking for contact? I mean,
that's sadly where it is.
Yeah. They had 6 strikeouts, the other guys.
God.
Oh, for eight, six strikeouts.
I mean, they're 3.5 up in the wild card. They're 17 games above .500. I love this radio station.
It's what we do, man. Mets got 2 hit games out of McNeil and Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, the other RBIs. He was hit by a Luis Gil pitch with the bases loaded in the fifth. So Gil and Quintana both with 1-run ball across 5 innings of work. Mets have taken the first 3 from the Yankees. They will go for the season sweep tonight. You got Sean Manaea and Garrett Cole. Pregame coverage again 6:25 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Football locals reported for training camp Tuesday. No Hassan Reddick in Florham Park as his contract holdout continues with the Jets. He's looking for more money, more long-term security after the trade from the Eagles. So reports from the Jet beat yesterday say the team does not want to negotiate with a player who is not there. So this is one of those wait and see which side blinks first and who stands down and if he shows up before they should work something out. At Giants camp, tackle Evan Neal opens up on the PUP list. No designation for Daniel Jones. Seems he'll be good to go from the jump as he hinted at over the weekend. Now, latest episode of Hard Knocks. A lot of people focused on the Giants' pursuit and attempt to trade up in the draft for a new QB. Here was Joe Shane on draft day about 4 hours and change from the start of round one on the phone with Patriots executive Elliot Wolf.
So what's going on? You guys still listening? Are you guys making a decision? What are you thinking?
I think we're pretty happy with the guys that are sitting here. Okay. But again, if you offer us like 1-2-3 this year, 1-2 next year,
But I mean, it's going to be something crazy like that.
1-2-3 this year and 1-2 next year to come up with number.
That's right. And then he countered with, all right.
So I have that if you want to hear it.
Sure,
counter.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sure. All right.
Like a 1 this year, or not that, obviously it'd be 6 this year, a 1 next year, and then something more this year is not going to do it. It's got to be multiples in 25.
We're in the situation where we just probably need to sit and take a quarterback,
Okay.
Which is exactly what they did.
If you didn't hear that, he goes, we're in a situation where we're going to sit and take a quarterback, is what he said.
Which
Elliot
what they
Wolf
did. Drake May.
Yep, that's what they did. And it seemed like they liked, which was surprising to me, it seemed like they liked Jaden Daniels more than Drake May during the whole process.
And why would you say that was surprising to you?
Because we had heard about Drake May being the guy
that was reported.
I know, but we heard a lot of stuff leading up to the draft and the Giants offseason.
Don't believe any of it, though.
No, I mean, but that came true in this show. A lot of the stuff we had heard came true in this show.
As far as the draft goes?
Yeah, and then them actually wanting to trade up and some of the Saquon stuff that was going on. So it seemed to me that Drake May stuff was real, and you didn't hear a lot about them loving Jaden Daniels.
Could that be, though, just because they figured, hey, division rival at two, and they're probably going to take him. It's almost like, let's not even get... Well, we see that Dable loved him.
Right.
They probably never realistically thought they had a chance to get their hands on him.
True. That is probably the answer. But Dable was asked, he's like, is Jaden Daniels a guy that you would trade up for?
Yes.
He said, yes, absolutely. Right. Yep.
But think about if they had to give up that many picks from the to go to the Patriots to get to three, what would they have given Washington to go to two?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Are you okay with them? Stop. Like, their pursuit of a quarterback stops after three. Are you okay? You don't like the other guys in the first round?
Well, no? I mean, Michael
Pettine. But do you like him more than Daniel Jones is the question.
Right. Not J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be one of the all-time flops. I think he may have a worse career than Zach Wilson. But Michael Penix, I always liked Michael Penix.
I think Penix has a chance to be great.
Yes, I agree. I would have taken Penix, but then again, passing up on a guy like Malik Nabers is really, really difficult to do, man. I probably would have done exactly what they did, honestly, even in hindsight and everything. I would have tried to trade up. If I couldn't do it, I'm sitting there, I'm taking Malik Nabers because they desperately need a weapon like that and a personality on their offense.
And that was cool, seeing the three receivers in the building at the same time.
Yeah.
Nabers, Harrison Jr., and Adunze, and seemed like they, for the most part, up and down the organization, obviously felt Nabers was the guy of the three.
Absolutely.
And you had Dave, I will get you that, I'll play the audio of Dable relaying to John Mara and, what is it, Steve Tisch, about what Saban told him about Nabers.
Yes, that's right. He's an effing problem.
Right.
Yeah.
He was excited to share that story. All right, so the Patriots end up with Drake May, and now here was first-year head coach Gerard Mayo yesterday on the road ahead for his QBs. So you got the rookie May and the veteran Jacoby Brissett.
It's about competition. And so when we get out on the field this summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have and play a lot of football.
Not exactly a surprise. He did say, hey, if May comes out and, you know, kills it in camp and preseason, he could certainly supplant him on the depth chart there. So that's the usual stuff that you get at the beginning of camp. Speaking of the beginning of camp, no CeeDee Lamb, sounds like, for the Cowboys, and they report later today out in California, as he has still not gotten an extension from the team. He's in the final year of a deal that's scheduled to pay him a smidge under $18 million. So he's looking for some long-term security as well, and was not on the team charter from Dallas out to California where they train. So they'll report today. They've got their first practice coming up on Thursday. You've also got Joe Burrow making headlines with this bleached blonde hair look after he was in Paris with the flowing locks, whatever it was last month or so, and everyone making the Eminem comparison now.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. I mean, this guy has been sort of out there fashionably since he's been in the league, so it doesn't surprise me at all. He can get away with whatever he wants to get away with. I would take this guy in a heartbeat, even with all his injuries. I'd love to have him as my quarterback. Do whatever the hell you want to do, man.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
A couple for you from the Trump DeChambeau YouTube, as he joined DeChambeau's Break 50 series.
Mm-hmm.
So they played over there at Trump Bedminster, which you've played? Or
no,
Boomer's has?
Played twice.
Twice.
This year.
Okay.
This year.
All right.
I think.
And he said Trump wasn't there, but Secret Service was still there, even when he's not, right? Didn't he say when he went to the course?
Yes. Yeah.
There's like security measures.
Mm-hmm. So no invite for you?
No, I did get an invite. I actually had to turn it down.
You?
I swear to God.
You were playing somewhere else?
I was playing Monday in our...
Tough life.
Well, no, this is why I turned it down. So it was last week.
Right.
Monday we had our Portly Villagers Savalin Ryder Cup. Wednesday I had a 1-day member guest.
Right.
So Tuesday I couldn't play Trump Bedminster with Boomer and be gone three straight days in a row. So there's just no way.
I mean God forbid you take care of your kids.
I mean, hey, they're taken care of. I'm telling you. They are taken care of. Maybe
you
too much so. As I had to lay down the law last night.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I mean, we can get
save
it.
That for another segment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All
right. Great tease.
So
the rare in sports radio flash tease.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this.
You Trump. Get Trump and Bryson. So Trump is the host here at his own course, and he, of course, wants to make Bryson well aware of his surroundings.
See that just grows. Yeah. See the trees in there?
That's
they grow
awesome.
Naturally. It's they grow beautiful. Naturally. You can take them, put them out here. You have the nicest trees in the country.
Unbelievable.
That's a maple right there.
I love it.
It just grows. You know why? It's a very vibrant mm-hmm. part of the world.
That's great. Vibrant.
He's a piece of work. And then one other part here, as Bryson's asking him about his top five songs, and they start talking playlists and music there in the golf cart cam, and Trump was very happy and proud to fill Bryson in on some of that.
Top five songs of all time.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Well, I have a great playlist. I
mean, playlist?
I have a playlist. That's
what do you got here?
So this is stuff that wouldn't have happened years ago. This is all good stuff.
Yeah.
It's too old for you, but I will tell you.
What's your favorite? Frank Sinatra, right?
I have a lot of Frank Sinatra. Yeah. We'll play this when we're finished breaking this record, if that ever happens.
Time to say goodbye. I love it. I love it.
Nice and soothing, right?
It is calming as ever.
Oh, man.
Andrea Bocelli.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it was really entertaining to watch. And the way he putts is just amazing.
Unorthodox, but
and
it works.
What does he do?
He flicks his wrists. He, like, smacks it with his wrists.
With authority.
Yeah. Wrist action on a putt?
Yeah.
Really?
And he actually like said to Bryson, he's like, you don't use your hands when you putt? He was like, no, I take my hands out of it. He's like, kink, but it works. He's a good golfer.
He's trying to teach Bryson how to putt?
No, he was asking.
Okay.
Just to see
but he's not really
better.
Asking, right? He's telling Bryson, hey, you should putt like this.
That's a good point. All right, CeeLo, we'll see you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stugatz in for Boomer Yankees Mets Subway Series Part 2 in 2024. The Mets have won every single game so far with another one tonight. And it was a fun, clean baseball game if you look at it from a Mets perspective, and a really frustrating offensive struggle for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. Lots of stuff that we will get to. Stugatz had a epiphany moment yesterday and realized he did the right thing by not taking the program director's job.
I did, yeah.
He gets on me for playing too much golf and not being around my family, but the thing he did to his family was far worse.
Yeah.
So all of that is on tap. Including the story about how I hit a moving car with a golf ball yesterday. But Jefferson in Brooklyn wants to talk some baseball, and let's get to Jefferson in Brooklyn. What's up, man? Good morning.
How's it going, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
All right, fantastic. I'm not a Yankees or a Mets fan. Complete outside perspective.
Okay.
I root for the St. Louis Cardinals.
All right.
But you can't... I watched the series, but you can't convince me that I feel like the Yankees, they start up the season great. Their pitching was phenomenal. Judge and Soto were hitting everything out of the park besides that, like, three-week stretch of Judge to start the season. But if you put the Yankees right now in a seven-game series against, I feel like I can name you three AL teams and four National League teams, I don't think you're confident in them winning a seven-game series. If you're having J.D. Davis clean up on a postseason team, I just don't.
Well, that hopefully is not going to be the case. Like that, they're counting on Giancarlo Stanton coming back and being productive again. So, to me, you can't say that's going to be the case.
Where's his postseason numbers?
Yeah, I mean,
where's Judge's postseason numbers?
Well, yeah, Judge in the postseason has been miserable. Stanton's actually hit in the postseason.
You can't be surprised if any team wins a seven-game series. It's a best of seven. I mean, so if the Pirates play the Yankees, you wouldn't be surprised if the Pirates win. If the Marlins...
But if you put the Yankees right now, are you confident in them? If, like, if you... They're seven. They're whatever games above 500. They're crushing USA right now.
Yeah.
They're so far ahead of the wild card. You put them right now in a five-game series against what they get? They get maybe win the division. It's wild card. Who's the wild card team in the AL? It's the It was the Mariners or the Astros.
Well, the Astros are leading in the division.
Now going to win in five.
The Red Sox are the division. And the Red Sox and the Twins.
I mean, and you shortened it to a five-game series. Yeah. I saw what you did there. I mean, a five-game series, that's a bit trickier. No, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised if the Yankees win a seven-game series against any team because baseball. That's why. Yeah. I know I keep saying that, but Gio, you know the randomness of this sport.
I mean, yeah, I think the better point, though, is that if that is the only thing you're relying on is the randomness of the sport, then you probably don't have a good enough team to win. Like, that's, I could sit here and tell you that I believe in certain baseball teams because they're built this way or that way or their lineup is deeper. If you're just telling me that the Yankees can win a seven-game series because the baseball is weird, then you're probably not good enough to win a series. And hell, talk about the Mets, they're in a four-game series with the Yankees in the regular season, and they've won the first three out of the four.
I understand. But if you're a Yankee fan, you're sitting there going, okay, but our team was good enough over a representative sample size of 162 to make it to the playoffs.
I mean, but it's how you get there.
Yeah.
It's not just getting there.
Really?
It's how you get there. Ooh. It is.
Is that the case, huh?
I'm telling you,
right.
It is.
Right.
I mean, think about it. When you
you arrive is
limping,
more important than actually
into
arriving.
The playoffs,
right, yeah.
The Yankees won time.
But we don't know. There's 62 games left.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. 59, 62, whatever.
I don't care. Listen, math is tricky for me. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. I'm just saying you have no idea how they're going to enter the playoffs at this point.
You
think you know, but you don't actually know. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Perspective on WFAN. I'm sorry for doing it, man.
No. I understand, but a lot of stuff has to change. That's why I said before, you know, projecting things because we have to and think about how things have gone. Projecting what the Yankees are and can be is a tough thing to do if you're trying to land in a team on a team that's going to win a World Series.
Right.
It's hard to do that.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stu Gatz in for Boomer. Yankees Mets Subway Series Part 2 in 2024. The Mets have won every single game so far with another one tonight. And it was a fun, clean baseball game. If you look at it from a Mets perspective, and a really frustrating offensive struggle for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. Lots of stuff that we will get to. Stu Gatz had a epiphany moment yesterday and realized he did the right thing by not taking the program director's job.
I did, yeah.
He gets on me for playing too much golf and not being around my family, but the thing he did to his family was far worse.
Yeah.
So all of that is on tap. including the story about how I hit a moving car with a golf ball yesterday. But Jefferson in Brooklyn wants to talk some baseball, and let's get to Jefferson in Brooklyn. What's up, man? Good morning.
How's it going, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
All right, fantastic. I'm not a Yankees or a Mets fan. Complete outside perspective.
Okay.
I root for the St. Louis Cardinals.
All right.
But you can't. I watched the series, but you can't convince me that I feel like the Yankees, they start up the season great. Their pitching was phenomenal. Judge and Soto were hitting everything out of the park besides that like 3 week stretch of Judge to start the season. But if you put the Yankees right now in a 7-game series against, I feel like I can name you 3 AL teams and 4 National League teams, I don't think you're confident in them winning a 7-game series. If you're having J.D. Davis clean up on a postseason team, I just don't.
Well, that hopefully is not going to be the case. Like that, they're counting on Giancarlo Stanton coming back and being productive again. So, to me, you can't say that's going to be the case.
Where's his postseason numbers?
Yeah, I mean,
Where's Judge's postseason numbers?
Well, yeah, Judge in the postseason has been miserable. Stanton's actually hit in the postseason.
You can't be surprised if any team wins a 7-game series. It's a best of 7. I mean, so if the Pirates play the Yankees, you wouldn't be surprised if the Pirates win. If the Marlins...
But if you put the Yankees right now, are you confident in them? They're whatever games above 500.
Right.
They're crushing UCLA right now.
Yeah.
They're so far ahead of the wild card. You put them right now in a 5-game series against what they get. They get maybe win division. It's wild card. Who's the wild card team in the AL? It's the Mariners or the Astros.
Well, the Astros are leading in the division.
Them going to win in 5.
The Red Sox and the Twins.
I mean, and you shortened it to a 5-game series.
Yeah. So you did there. I mean, a 5-game series, that's a bit trickier.
No, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised if the Yankees win a 7-game series against any team because baseball. That's why.
Yeah.
I know I keep saying that, but Gio, you know the randomness of this sport. I mean,
yeah, I think the better point, though, is that if that is the only thing you're relying on is the randomness of the sport, then you probably don't have a good enough team to win. Like I could sit here and tell you that I believe in certain baseball teams because they're built this way or that way or their lineup is deeper. If you're just telling me that the Yankees can win a 7-game series because the baseball is weird, then you're probably not good enough to win a series. And hell, talk about the Mets, they're in a 4-game series with the Yankees in the regular season, and they've won the first 3 out of the 4.
I understand. But if you're a Yankee fan, you're sitting there going, okay, but our team was good enough over a representative sample size of 162 to make it to the playoffs.
I mean, but it's how you get there.
Yeah.
It's not just getting there.
Really?
It's how you get there. Ooh. It is.
Is that the case, huh?
I'm telling you,
right.
It is.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
Think about it. When you
you arrive is
limping,
more important than actually arriving.
The playoffs,
right, yeah.
The Yankees one time.
But we don't know. There's 62 games left.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. 59, 62, whatever.
I don't care. Listen, math is tricky for me. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. I'm just saying you have no idea how they're going to enter the playoffs at this point.
You don't.
You think you know, but you don't actually know. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Perspective on WFAN. I'm sorry for doing it, man.
No. I understand, but a lot of stuff has to change. That's why I said before, you know, projecting things because we have to and think about how things have gone. Projecting what the Yankees are and can be is a tough thing to do if you're trying to land in a team on a team that's going to win a World Series.
Right.
It's hard to do that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.